You started at the beginning again, King. Podcast. Good fade work there, Keen. Good to have somebody
Here, we're back here in Pal's Podcast Studios.
Yeah, it's good to have someone that knows what they're doing on the with the technical aspects.
Oh, you mean someone who's not Schmavid Schmeigel?
Yeah, but we do have another guest. Privileged to have him down in the recording booth of Stately Peen Manor. Mr. Schmeigel Schmorlando!
Yeah! It's a pleasure to be here, everyone.
Good to have both pals down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pal it up.
And I see you're in your Mark Bavaro vintage Super Bowl
1991. Super Bowl 25.
Yeah.
Wide right.
Where the Bills totally buffed it.
And the Giants won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a great time.
Yes, it was.
And we just finished watching, literally seconds ago, the Giants run rampage all over the shitty Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to talk about a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, the final score is 24-2. Is it better to lose 24-0 or 24-2?
I'd say nothing.
I would agree.
I just...
Clearly.
Yeah. Like, if I were to see one of the Falcons right now, I'd go, hey, Falcons, nice score, bro.
I mean, it's worse that half the locker room on the defensive side of the Falcons can say that they scored 2 points, whereas Matt Ryan and Julio Jones.
Yeah, and Roddy White, the people who they're paid millions of dollars to score touchdowns.
Michael the Burner Turner, who had a stellar day.
Yeah, a stellar day.
I think he had, what, 15 yards? Maybe?
Without smelling the end zone ever. Not even the kicker got any points.
Oh, well. That's what happens when you can't gain 6 inches.
Yeah.
Must be nice to root for a team in the playoffs.
Some of us gain 6 inches on a regular basis.
I know
what I'm talking about. I think you do. Great. Well, score one for us.
Yeah.
And Giants go on to the Green Bay Packers. I was texting with my friend, and I said, oh, we're going to Green Bay. And he's like, are you actually going to the game? I said, fuck no, I'm not going to shitty Green Bay in January. I mean, I do want to see the Giants play in the playoffs, but if I was going to go to a game, it would have been the one in the Meadowlands.
Who is that, our devoted listener, Schkamel?
Yeah, Kamel. Yeah. Just pronounce it differently. Okay. Yeah, our New York, part of our New York City contingent, our Manhattan movers and shakers.
We are very big in the number one media market in America.
Mm-hmm. Huge. I mean, it's good to have a following there when that just is your ticket into the rest of the country.
Well, speaking of new listeners, I think after our big New Year's episode last week, entitled Thanks a Lot, Weigel.
Thanks a lot, Weigel, for ruining all the momentum we had going with this awesome podcast.
I think we probably picked up a couple new listeners
in the New York area.
Manhattan area.
A lot, there's some hipper listeners.
Yes.
In the hip Brooklyn area. Oh, did you not turn your cell phone off?
I did not.
Orlando?
It's a real faux pas.
That's a real amateur hour move.
Yeah, well, this is my first time.
Some of us are professional broadcasters here.
Yeah, with a long history of successful casts.
Well, this is actually our 10th episode.
Is there 10?
Double digits.
Hey, I don't know how fast.
Bring out the champagne, really. Or the champagne of beers.
Let's crack a couple frosty cold ones.
Yeah.
Are there any more in the podcasting fridge?
Of course.
Great. Good for us. A real win for everyone.
Gross.
Oh, Natty Bo.
Yeah.
Did we talk about how Natty Bo doesn't exist?
We should actually talk about the city of Baltimore in general.
Yeah, Charm City.
Yeah.
I don't really think. Thanks for the open there.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't really think DC has much room to talk about another city sucking, because there's really no personality.
People in DC don't love their city like Baltimore people do.
Right, or if they do, they get laughed at, and everyone's like, why do you give a shit about DC?
Have you ever met someone who is actually from DC?
Yeah, or I know good pal JP.
I know one person. He's from Maryland.
It's all the same.
Chevy Chase.
No.
Being provincial about it's just infuriating.
The guy, Tyler, Left Journey?
Yeah.
He actually lived in the district.
I know. Then I know two people that actually...
But he doesn't love the city as much as Julius Page Highbland.
JBBJ, I mean, you can't live closer to the city and not live in the city.
That's true.
You can literally walk to the city, into the district.
But I mean, he loves it, but people in Baltimore love Baltimore. Well, I mean, our guest host, Leah... I think we used her real name.
Yeah, I think we totally introduced her as As anyway, Leah is from Baltimore, and that's the only way they can support a football team, like a small-sized city on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Sandwiched between much bigger and more important cities.
But good for them. At the end of the day, they're an old, very old city.
Yeah.
Shipping city.
Yeah,
industrial
some
center.
Some would call it decrepit. You could crumbling.
Yeah, you could make an argument it's part of the Rust Belt. But hey, good for them. They have delicious crabs, and I'm okay with that.
My older brother and oldest brother and sister-in-law lived in Baltimore for a very long time. They both went to school there. And I would visit up there, and you'd go around, and you'd notice that Baltimore is one of the few cities on the East Coast that has, inner-city, poor white people. And then you just don't see that in most cities. Usually all the white flight has, moved somewhere else or whatever, but I feel like Boston and Baltimore...
Yeah. In Baltimore, they all live in Dundalk.
Live in these, shitty, run-down neighborhoods, and I hope that doesn't make me sound racist, because...
Well, we all saw season 2 of The Wire.
Right, and you're running around, and then there's... And then there's the porches and the stoops and, the street kids, but they're white. It's just off-putting a little bit. you want them to succeed and the place to be revitalized is like anywhere else, but it's weird. You don't see that in New York. It's a very dividing line. You have the white suburbs and then the black inner cities, usually.
Yeah. But we got on this because you're enjoying a nice natural bohemian beer, which...
Yeah, from the land of pleasant living.
So the people in Baltimore and pretty much Maryland, I guess, love Nanny Bo.
Yeah.
It's not even from Baltimore.
Right.
It's brewed in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It's a brewery that fled Baltimore, high-income-earning Baltimoreans did.
Yeah, all the good businesses were we want workers that are more competent and cost less.
Yeah.
And aren't lazy vagabonds. Layabouts.
But they still love Nanny Bo, but they hate the Colts. Both fled their town.
The greener pastures. Yeah. Plus, it's not a good beer, no matter what. I mean, PBR is not a good beer. There's no reason to be loyal
PBR's
to this.
PBR's not that bad.
It's not that great.
Nanny Bo, I feel like.
I feel like they're on the same level.
Either way, if you have a choice between Natural Light...
People don't drive 30 miles to buy cases of Nanny Bo, like our good friend Schmom Schmidt.
Yeah.
Shrentman.
Brom Trenchman. Trantham.
Yeah, Trantham.
Yeah, I don't understand the point of that when you could just go and pick up a Natty Light, which is literally sold everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, they're both natural. I guess that's National.
It's also funny to me is, National Bohemian, it's got a fun nickname, Natty Bo, that everyone can remember.
Yeah.
But there's been all the other beer, all the old breweries that have names like Lingelkusen and Schvorschweiner and all these weird names that have all gone under and, crushed by the Budweiser, Miller Lite, Coors people. Like, Natty Bo exists only because somebody bought this thing in Milwaukee. Like, bought the intellectual
rights,
property.
Yeah.
And then it has, a guy with one eye and a big mustache.
Pringles guy.
Yeah, the Pringles guy.
Love that guy, actually.
And they have...
I've seen that in tattoos before, which is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, the
bottle
cap.
Also awesome.
Oh, I ripped the bottle cap.
You blew it.
No fun games for us. But that's... Yeah, so the point is, without this intellectual property and the detachment from the Baltimoreans that feel this... out of proportion love for things associated with their dumb city, no one would ever see a Natural Bohemian again. It would have just gone under the wayside like a million other breweries.
Clearly. It's brewed in Wisconsin. I'll bet it's not sold in Wisconsin. I'll bet they just ship all their product over to
Wisconsin is literally swimming in shitty beer. They don't need one more with a Baltimore connection.
Hey, speaking of unimportant portions of the country, Iowa's been in the news a lot this week.
Oh, right? Iowa has been in the news. It's good that we're coming back to something topical and something our guest host can comment on, since he has a degree an advanced degree in international affairs, which I learned was not about traveling to foreign countries and sleeping with strange women.
Sadly.
Unfortunately for you and all of us. I might be able
but
to ride your coattails. Yeah, mostly you.
Oddly enough, I don't know that much of the international community was necessarily paying attention to Iowa, but maybe.
This is why I feel like other countries are like, what the fuck is wrong with America? What is wrong with these people?
Our odd little system?
Yeah, the fact that a guy like Rick Santorum, probably one of the biggest douchebags in the world, if you ranked all douchebags, he would be way up there. And he's all over the news. Literally, you can't open a webpage of CNN or The Economist or anything without seeing something about Rick Santorum.
Yeah.
But there's no reason for him to be anywhere in the news.
Of course, except for being a creep that sleeps with corpses. It's weird and creepy.
Yeah. So before we get into the baby corpse story, can you help shed some light in here, our multi-degreed guest host? How many degrees is it now?
I'm working on my eighth.
Eighth degree. Great. Good. Eight degrees. That's 7 more than some people in this room.
Yes, unfortunately, I have a lot of debt as a result of
that. Yeah, well,
that's another political issue for another day.
We'll lock it into a rate, and then inflation will get right rid of it.
I mean, good thing Rick Santorum doesn't consider that a problem, though. Unlike abortion.
Well, I mean, the most important thing is that only the people that can afford to go to school and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year should actually be educated. Because you need the rest of the people to be below them doing the grunt work.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
There's wide shoulders.
Keene, you were just at a nice restaurant earlier, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody's got to bless all those dishes off your table, correct? Yeah,
someone.
But at the end of the day, Rick Santorum, Iowa.
Yeah, as someone non-steeped maybe in all the political avenues and the way it works, the system. Explain this system where 25,000 people in Iowa checkmarked a box for some douchebag, and now he's known all throughout the world, literally.
Well, I mean, it starts from, initially, the fact that we have a two-party system in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And, what's the reason for that? That shitty document, the Constitution? Overrated piece of garbage?
Not sure I would go that far.
No one follows it anyways.
What other country has a 250-year-old piece of paper written by people who have been dead for hundreds of years? They have no idea what the hell the internet is.
Yeah.
Don't forget that the country
is banned. I'm not sure that I can really come up with one, to be honest.
Banned alcohol, zilches.
Thought slavery was a great idea.
Well, it's in the Bible.
Right. It's everything is in the Bible. You can justify anything.
Yeah. Oddly enough, that is true.
It's even better. Instead of following a 250-year-old document, let's follow a 2,000-year-old document.
Good point. We're never running out of old documents written by savages who had no idea what modern society is, taking advice from them. And then the people that bring up the ancient Greeks are like, oh, well, it was good enough. Democracy was good enough for the Greeks. I don't think there's anything about Greek society, the ancients, that I'd want it. Like pederasty? No thanks.
Not your thing?
I'll pass on that. Throwing unfit babies off cliffs like in the movie 300 because they look like Effie Altus.
No.
Drinking nice hemlock cocktails.
Rampant slavery.
Terrible people in terrible times.
Yeah. No one would want to live in that time. Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, ooh.
Should we put it on speaker?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello, David Schmeigel.
Hello, Schmeigel. Schmeigel.
Can you speak up, please?
I just want to remind you that your Facebook status still references gay porn.
How? I took it down.
Still shows up on my phone when I call your number. It says, just watched awesome gay porn.
So
is that the deep dicking reference I have about?
Yeah. Your Facebook still work. Talking about being a lucky Pierre with Santa and a third lucky gentleman. Your Facebook discusses you being a lucky Pierre with Santa and a third lucky gentleman.
I must have missed that.
How'd you miss it? We've just posted 12 comments to your Santa's lap picture.
Wonderful. I can't wait to take them all down.
Yeah. It's fine. I took screenshots of it.
Why are you being a poor sport, David?
You guys are dicks.
Fine. We're just complimenting. I said you had nice jeans, bro.
Why aren't you drunk, Spec?
What's that?
Drunk.
Well, working on it.
We're working on it.
I'm sucking on a bottle of your hometown's delicious beer. National.
Hey, bro.
Yes. Vastly overrated.
It's not his hometown. It's Milwaukee, Wisconsin's hometown.
Also, Schmeigel's not actually from Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'll probably point that out.
Wow, let's also not forget that he's disregarded an entire childhood of rooting for University of Maryland, so we can root for mediocre Kentucky.
That was on the Pal C side.
Was it? I have vague recollections.
Yeah, we're a little trash then. But I said I did get cunt ecky on air. My hilarious switching of the names.
This interview is over.
I think we should get his opinion, though, on the tweets.
Oh, and have you been following our pal, we can say his name because he's a public figure now, Andrew Juges tweets, the judge.
No, I don't follow Juges. Tweeter.
Right, because it's depressing.
You probably should, though.
Recently, there's been some good back and forth, so you might want to check it out.
Yeah, did Matthew Schmeigel copy you on the Juge's gayest tweet ever?
I don't think so.
It was one for the ages. It was probably the worst thing I've ever read.
Yeah, I think we should get a verbatim reading of that, actually. Yeah,
Schmeichel, when you were going to college and you were friends with Jude's then, you knew him pretty well. How would you describe him as, like, a guy? How would you describe what he would do if he went to a party and there was somebody, like, I don't know, just anyone? He would get drunk and he would heckle people mercilessly, right?
Yeah, he'd be a dick to people, right?
Was he someone that would order a cosmopolitan?
What?
He was very bad at heckling, but he would try to do it.
Yeah, he would get into fights all the time. I can't remember how many times I've heard of Juge mixing it up with someone and then having to pull his drunk ass out of
yeah,
the room.
Yeah, and by pulling his drunk ass, you mean someone else pulling his drunk ass.
Yeah.
Then chasing him around with a tennis racket.
Yeah.
Okay. Schmavid.
Listen.
All right. Dropped 5 pounds in 5 days on Weight Watchers. 4 more pounds to go. # tennis playing weight. # I miss brewskis.
Are you serious?
Yes, serious.
That is legitimate, sir.
I believe Schmeichel's reaction to that was stunned.
Yes. And then this very podcast actually tweeted back, hey, we're using that as the topic for this week's podcast, # faggotry. And then former Boston Red Sox first baseman Mo Vaughn tweeted several times back to him.
Yeah, Mo Vaughn mixed it up. Oh, Mo Vaughn. Yeah, Mo Vaughn's got a good trending topic that he invented called bros watching weight. Because Juge is a bro and he's watching his weight, so he can get back to his tennis playing weight, even though he has to sacrifice delicious brewskis that he loves so much.
Is playing amateur 30 and over tennis in Charlottesville really sacrificing brewskis?
No. I mean,
no, but that's what we're talking about.
But that's the
Juge
that's the
that
point.
We knew is so different from the Juge that exists now.
Basically dead and buried.
Has anyone changed more since college than him?
Maybe Schmerichs and Schmavis?
No, he was on a decline the last...
Maybe Schwan and Schmolina.
Who? Yeah. No, that was...
Schmolina. Polenta.
Maybe Piss Pickham.
No.
I mean, he pulls his goodies out on occasion. When he gets on the Beirut table...
he doesn't bone over with backflip anymore, though.
I mean, getting married and changing your lifestyle is one thing. Like, changing your whole personality?
Yeah.
Like Schmickens is still the same guy that took his dong out and dipped it in a Beirut.
At the end of the day, Schmickens apologized for his pregnant wife because she couldn't drink and be fun when she was, like, 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that's him being him.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day. Whereas everyone knew...
I can tell that... Schmickens would love to just go out and drink a case of Natty Light.
He'd be like, I want to drink a beer for every one of these gray hairs.
And hook up with someone that's just terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, well, I guess that happens, huh?
Alright, well, you're just gay. The big one.
Yes. I agree.
Okay, well, thanks for not ruining this podcast, Schmeichel.
Thanks, guys.
Much better job on your sophomore debut. What?
Go fuck yourself.
All right, great. And on that one, I'm pushing.
I'll see you tomorrow, right, sir.
Bye, pal.
Goodbye.
Bye,
David.
Oh, our first guest.
Yeah,
first thing. Call-in
guest.
Yeah,
good job, us. Now who knows how to work technology around here? Oh, that one. I pushed a button on the phone. Great new smartphone. All right, so that kind of mixed the two topics that were going to be the big ones for today. Andrew Juge's descent into lameness and the politics of the United States where a man like Rick Santorum... We haven't even talked about why Rick Santorum is actually...
We should have had Schmeichel comment on that, although he would have gotten personally offended.
Oh, yeah, because he belongs to the same...
sect.
Yeah, the same cult.
Yeah.
That believes when you drink a cup of wine, it actually turns into a dead man's
blood
in your stomach. Just literally transubstantiates.
That's excellent vocabulary.
So. Yeah. Well, I looked this up.
You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Well, I don't know if you read it. We were actually cleaning out our attic yesterday, but we found that wedding book that we wrote for the profiles for everyone in the wedding. Mm-hmm. And his fun fact was that he's a big fan of etymology.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Etymology is a fun little hobby. You get to, make up for shortcomings in other places by knowing obscure bits of information that you can use and drop. And look like you're smarter than you are. So that's a real big plus for me.
Hey, fantastic. I'm really happy for you. It's really working out for you.
Yeah, I got that going for me.
I was impressed, which is nice.
Whoops, well, almost had a disaster there. Almost knocked the table over. All right, so Santorum. So,
back to the Constitution.
Yeah, well, let's... I was thinking maybe we talk about the Santorum guy, and if you Google... He's got a Google problem. The only politician in history to have, quote-unquote, a Google
Can we do
problem.
Some, like, active internet searching here?
You want the backstory?
Yeah.
I know it. Dan Savage.
Oh, no. I know. I'm just saying, if we were right, to do it...
He's back to number one on the Google.
Oh, number one on the Google later? What does it say? Okay,
The frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Yes.
But not always. Uh-huh. But when you do get the byproduct.
I also like this big splat that they drew.
Mm-hmm. Good graphics. Yeah. Santorum has a pronunciation. It's a noun. Spreading Santorum. Which is, I guess, a pun. The name of the website when you click through. Because you can spread the frothy mix that comes out.
Yeah, so he's, like, violently against gay marriage and gay people in general.
No, it's not even that.
He really just...
He's against contraception.
Mm-hmm. He thinks it's a danger because then if you use condoms, then you'll start doing sex for fun.
I mean, we were arguing earlier, but, I mean, really, Mitt Romney and John Huntsman aren't any more for contraception than... Rick Santorum. I mean,
but
the
Rick
Mormons
Santorum,
are probably just as against it as...
But they don't want to rewrite
really
the Constitution.
They don't want to impose it on everyone else. Exactly.
They don't think striking down the anti-sodomy laws in Texas was a mistake. Yeah. They're fine with that.
Well,
they have their own personal beliefs.
They're not total creeps and weirdos.
And that's fine. And
but
then
Santorum
the thing is,
wants
if you
to
have
say,
a personal belief that you're not into that, that's what America is all about.
Personally, I don't like things... I mean, I have a t-shirt that says, "This asshole is just for shitting." So... That's where I am on the subject. However, if other people want to put whatever they want in there, hey, go nuts. It's fine. I'm happy. I'm happy that they're happy doing it. Pine cones, whatever.
I can't imagine pine cones good on the way out.
Me neither.
I mean, it's
I can't imagine
like, it's
literally
like
anything.
It's almost like they're barbed. But no, I mean, really.
I'm
like,
hoping that in the next few years there's some serious advances in the medical field of proctology. Because we're all getting to that age where we're about to be... entered.
Probed?
Yes.
Oh, God, I've got like 9 years.
Yeah, when is it mandatory? Like 40?
40.
40.
Yeah, we're hurtling.
I think it's 40 if you have a history, 50 if you don't.
Well, we're getting there either way.
Yeah, I mean, we're only going in one direction.
One way or another, yeah, we don't go backwards.
Do you think it's a big treat for people like...
that are into that?
Yeah.
That they're like, ooh, can't wait for this next trip to the doctor.
Exactly.
I gotta imagine it's still not fun unless you want the, like it's a thing.
Like the lemon party chaps. Do you think it's something that they write on their calendar and look forward to?
Maybe if there was a way to test for testicular cancer with someone else's mouth, they would be into that a little more. I don't think so. I don't think nobody enjoys going to the doctor because all that could happen is bad news, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like anything the doctor says is either.
I mean, you can have good news, but like.
But it's only in relation to other bad news.
But it'll probably be in addition to some kind of expense that you're not planning on. And,
yeah, nice copay.
Copay, yes. Yeah, copay.
So, like, the only thing. So, like, if you know, like, all of us here have guts now, right? A little bit. I'm looking at some guts.
I certainly have.
So, all the doctor will say is, like, yes, you could lose some weight. And there's nothing else wrong with you.
Coming from my overweight doctor also, so it's always hypocritical.
But, like, the best you can do going to the doctor is you are a little bit overweight. Maybe you could work out more. That's the best you can leave that place with.
Yeah.
The only other thing you can hear, it's not like he's going to tell you, like, yes, your urine is now pure gold, liquid gold. Like, you're never going to hear news like that.
Yeah, it's like going to the dentist. The best that you're going to get is,
cavities.
You're brushing fine, but you need to be flossing.
Right, they can always be flossing more.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't floss at least 3 times a day, you could always be flossing more.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
you don't make
that's
your gums
the real
bleed
takeaway.
On a regular basis. Awful razor wire. Oh,
flossing's the worst.
It is the worst.
It's terrible.
The best was living with our pal, Julius Page Highbland, where he would just leave floss in the toilet, because that's how he got rid of it.
It's very nice of JVBJ.
Yeah. But you don't want to waste the whole tank of water on 2 strands of floss. So we just sit there. When you go to pee, you can just stare at someone else's used floss. It's fun.
What was the story you were telling me about JBBJ about leaving books in the bathroom because they'd get poop spatter on them?
Yeah. I borrowed his the first Freakonomics book.
Yeah.
And I read it in the pooper, but I didn't, like, it wasn't, I didn't, like, leave it in there.
Did you know you can't return them when you take them into the bathroom? It's very much like the Seinfeld episode.
I was going to say, isn't that a Seinfeld
episode?
Yeah,
it is a Seinfeld
episode. That's real?
Yeah, that's real.
I'm taking shit into the Barnes & Noble.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, who doesn't? What are, it's not well they done. Have you well video done. Camera.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Sit there and not read like right. savages?
Well, now we got smartphones.
They barely get cell phone reception in there.
That's true. You have to Instapage it or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so Julius Page Highbland. Somehow I told him like, oh, I just had a nice. I got through a whole chapter in the pooper or something, and he was like, you took my book into the shitter and made a huge deal out of it. And
that's not surprising.
But, and then, so, I was like, alright, sorry, I won't do it anymore, I didn't realize it was a big deal, but, like, nothing's gonna happen. Like, if taking a poop meant that it automatically sprayed deadly material and everything, we'd all die a long time ago. Like, all that means is,
we would
like,
have coliform infections and die.
Yeah, like, that's, so then he looked up, like, all these horror stories about, like, when you flush a toilet, poop particles spray everywhere. Just so he could have ammunition to say, like, why he doesn't want me to bring the book in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I was like, listen, if you don't want me to do it, I'm not gonna bring the book in the bathroom. However, nothing will happen because you bring a book in there. How many times have you read shit that you just leave in the bathroom?
Always.
Yes, all the time.
I have a basket in the bathroom.
That is a matter of course, I would argue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you wouldn't... And picking up that magazine after it's been in a toilet, or in a bathroom, not in the toilet, but in the bathroom for months, doesn't mean it's now, like, a deadly, infectious, like, problem.
Yeah.
So...
Well, if there's one person that's going to be overreacting to things, it's our good pal, J.B. Beege.
Yeah, J.B. Beege is definitely... he definitely wanted to make a big deal out of
you saw him this weekend, did you not?
Yeah, last night. He hung out for about 20 minutes. Oh, yeah? Here's a...
Last night? Two nights ago?
Oh, Friday, yeah.
Oh, before he had to leave?
Yeah, this was the prototype. So first JP was like, oh, I'm going to go home. So then our pal, Drums and Mrs. Drums, they had to go home to check on their baby. So they were going to, like, get a cab. And then JB BJ's like, oh, hold on, I'll get a cab with you guys. Let me close out my tab. And then after we waited and cabs went by, JB BJ came out and was like, never mind, I'm going to walk home. or I'm going to split a cab with someone else or whatever. So you no longer have to wait for me to get the cab.
That's pretty standard.
For yeah, and then it was another 20 minutes where the people that had to go home and check out their baby had to wait for this other cab.
Yeah.
Because we were in Columbia Heights and there wasn't a lot of...
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about JBBJ, and mm-hmm. really anyone else is secondary.
What important event did JBBJ have to get to after, instead of hanging out for hours with you?
He was riding a one-speed bicycle.
I mean, you only took a cab at least 6 to 7 miles into where he was.
Yeah, I only went from a different state. I mean, I only came from a whole other jurisdiction. Mm. He had a serious paddleball tournament.
Oh.
Really?
Paddleball.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you this already?
Paddleball.
That's what he did yesterday morning.
What's paddleball? Like, what you play on the beach?
No, it's...
That's my understanding.
It's like tennis, but the court is smaller, and you're in, like, chicken wire, and you have, like, a little bit bigger than ping pong paddles. I know my mom used to play when we were little, like, in elementary school.
That's the most interesting thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, he was in a father-son, or a doubles paddleball tournament with his dad. And that's what he left.
Yeah, this is what I thought of for paddleball. That's the thing with the string on the ball attached to a string attached to a paddle.
I mean, maybe. Go to the disambiguation of paddleball.
Paddleball website.
Yeah, that's paddleball. That's what it is.
So weird. What, it's like tennis is two players?
You can hit it off the walls. So it's like outdoor racquetball.
It's like racquetball.
It's outdoor racquetball. Wait, hold on.
Smooth.
Good smooth belch. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen this played.
Feel free to tear off a couple smooth belches for yourself.
So you play it in a thing with four walls around you?
It's outdoor racquetball. It's not that interesting.
That's
the point is that JBBJ ruined a nice fun time out.
You should play High Lie. That's a game I can get into.
Well, that's the fastest game on earth.
It is. Anyway, so paddleball?
Yeah, paddleball.
Now, wait a minute.
That was a bit of a tangent. Yes?
So you're saying he had to get home because he had a paddleball tournament the next day?
Mm-hmm. He had to wake up early and get to the tournament and paddleball with his dad.
Did you peer pressure him to stay?
There's no point with JP because he can always out peer pressure you with just his general attitude.
Yeah.
With
his cheesiness.
Does not care.
Yeah.
Although I have to say that is the one thing that has actually pissed him off. Well, no, not the one thing. But the one thing that I can do on a regular basis that actually gets a rise out of him. Every single time.
What? Peer pressure?
Calling him the cheese.
Oh, the cheese, yeah.
He hates it so much.
It's been a long time since.
He is.
And it makes me so happy.
He is El Queso. Hey, I wonder how he's coming with our Pal Podcast theme song, which he promised us several weeks ago.
Which we tasked him to. I even gave him some great one verse lyrics that he could craft a good song around.
This would have been a great chance for him to really expand his listenership.
Yeah. Remember when
he had a music career?
Remember when he had 500 CDs made that he paid for studio time out of his own pocket?
Hey, remember when I balanced out our uneven Beirut table with his CDs and he screamed at me for wasting a CD?
Yeah, he screamed at you, but I had to hear it for like a month later because he's like, now this CD case is broken. I'm like, fine, I'll get you a new CD case. He's like, you don't have to get me a new CD case. I'm like, then what do you, so what are, what's the problem? He's like, you're just a dick. He did it.
He should have been happy. Then all of us could enjoy a good time playing Beirut.
Yeah, I think he just threw some of them out, but he literally had, it was like the size of like a large desk, only bricks of...
Did he self-publish those? Like, pay for...
Yeah, he paid for someone to print all these CDs and press them out. And I'm sure it costs more per CD, like, the lower you go.
Oh, yeah.
So he had, like, a ridiculous amount of CDs. I think he sold 10. I don't know how many sold. Like, how do you sell them? Like, who bought them?
Isn't his CDBaby.com store still going? Or...
Yeah, you can still sell them on CD Baby, but have you ever known anyone to buy a CD through CD Baby?
Did he not get his product on Amazon? Or?
I don't know. All I know is he had his own website where he talked about himself in the third person.
Did he get rid of that?
Yeah, I don't think it's up anymore. But JPHyland.com, the home of JP Hyland's music on the web.
Oh.
Yeah, no longer there, right?
Yeah, that's sad.
It was pretty funny. It talked, like, the history of J.P. Hyland. The one thing he wrote, it said, "Phew, it's finally here, J.P. Hyland's new album, 2006 release." Like, there's a whole lot of people waiting, and phew, oh, the wait's over. Let me get a CD.
Well, I know I was pretty relieved after that.
Yeah, who wasn't pretty relieved? I mean, it's not fun to shit all over his hopes and dreams and life goals, but at the same time, it's a little unrealistic.
Yeah, I wanted to be a major league pitcher, but I mean, I don't walk around at age 30 being like, "Hey, I'm gonna go try out for majors tomorrow."
Yeah, I'll see you at the in the American Legion League.
Yeah,
and pretty. I hear there's a scout coming. They might check out my 60-mile-per-hour fastball. Well, it's like it's like that play I just wrote, "The Tragedy of Hamdong." I don't expect to see The Tragedy of Hamdong being performed on Broadway anytime soon. But I wrote it, and it's on the internet, and it's there. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, how can our listeners reach Tragedy of Hamdong?
You just go to the website fuggingshagsbeer.blogspot.com. It's spelled a little weird. It's F-U-G... I can't even think. F-U-G-G-I-N-S-H-A-G-S-B-E-R-E.blogspot.com. Fuggin' Shagsbeer.
Yeah. Or hours of entertainment, I think.
It'll take a long time to read. It took me a long freaking time to write.
Well, because you completely rewrote the entire Hamlet play.
It's pretty much as many lines long as the full unabridged.
I've read some of that. That's fantastic.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Good.
I am a Shakespeare fan, though.
Oh, are you familiar with The Tragedy of Hamlet? A disaffected Danish youth?
I've read it several times.
Oh,
have you posted your Shakespeare comics on there yet?
They're on youscrewedme.blogspot.com.
Yeah. Can we migrate those over to Shakespeare blog?
I might bring them over, yeah. There's some good comics. Some Othello, Macbeth,
yeah.
Merchant of Venice.
Mm, Shylock.
The Shylock, yeah. But that's all. But anyway, that's just a hobby. It's not a...
Yeah.
There's no real career coming out of there.
You're not expecting to get rich off it. If you do, then great, but...
Yeah, I'm not about to go spend thousands of dollars to record something. I'm not going to go do a vanity press for a books, you know, and publish like a fucking Shakespeare book.
Yeah.
Of 500 copies that I would
should do that.
That I would just sit. That'll just sit in wherever I'm living and take
up
space.
One. Yeah, I would like one.
I would buy that.
But it's on the internet. Why bother printing it out?
There's
Didn't we already
about
discuss
it,
physical
media?
Yeah,
book?
But there's something about knowing that you wrote a physical book.
Yeah.
It's already on the
internet.
I mean,
at the end of the day, if it pisses someone off enough, they could burn it. You can't burn the internet.
You can. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But. Anyway, I'm still not going to do it.
Fair enough. I mean, you've got realistic expectations. That's the point.
Yeah, right. But we still need JBBJ to write this theme song for us. It's not going to write itself.
No, it certainly is.
Get on that guitar, goddammit. Yeah. Pick up that fucking guitar. Start playing
with your guitar.
Start diddling your goddamn guitar, dammit.
All right, what other topics do we have for today?
There's a little more you can talk about Santorum, because it's...
I'm running out of steam on Santorum. He's a weirdo. He sleeps with corpses.
Well, we didn't talk about how he actually... So he believes in the sanctity of life so much that his wife was going to have a baby that had a congenital disease where it was like 100% certain that it would be stillborn. And so they were like, nope, having the baby anyway. So they had it, and then he wrapped it up in a blanket and took it home and introduced it to his family. They named it. They slept with it overnight.
I think it's fine up to the sleeping with it.
I mean, that like at the very least, was it
dead?
Yeah, dead.
Oh, it was dead when it came out of the vagina.
Oh, really? It was stillborn.
It was a dead baby. And they were like, you shouldn't have this baby, blah, blah, blah. Or who knows what the medical stuff was. The point was, there was a dead infant, literally an hour old, that they were like, all right, we'll just wrap it up and we'll take it home and have a fun sleep and then bury it and all that other stuff. So, it's a sad thing.
And I'm going to go ahead and I get how some people
are like, oh, yeah, you know, you don't know because you haven't had a kid.
Part of the family.
I'm not going to sleep with an ice-cold corpse.
Yeah, a lump of dead flesh.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
But regardless, 25,000 people in Iowa, I think...
some great ideas.
Because Rick Santorum, again, he would impose that on all of us. Any stillborn babies need to be... If he could, he would say that we had to bring them home and...
Yeah, it's not enough for him to just... be complete.
He needs to push it on other people.
Everybody has to do it, and if you have gay sex, you're not worthy of marriage. That's why he doesn't believe in gay marriage.
Yes.
Like, regardless of the fact that it doesn't have any negative effects on anyone else if gay people get married.
Personally, I can speak as a married person.
Yeah, you're married.
I live in a jurisdiction where gay marriage is legal, and I feel less married when I'm there. Right now, where we are...
You feel like it's cheapened the institution. Yeah, you can't enjoy it as much as you cross
that river in the old Virginia.
Yeah, you dial the clock back a few years.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so...
Yeah, so but then Santorum, like, turned around and was like, eh, man, the government's in our lives way too much. We should, we should cut them out of it.
But paying taxes is wrong, but doing everything he says in the privacy of your own home, that's an okay intrusion.
Yeah.
Because as long as every family is just like his... then the world's fine. But you can't give money to the government because some people there don't have families like his and there aren't worthy of the money. It's all about, like, it's not the institution of gay marriage or that thing is bad in and of itself. It's they have gay sex, therefore they shouldn't be a part of marriage, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the most backwards, fucked up thing I've ever heard.
That's why he hates, like, Romney and Obama so much because they're different, I guess.
Yeah,
they seem like really horrible family men going to soccer games. And like,
yeah, it's depressing when you think, like, wow, what a fucked up fucking guy this guy is. And, like, how he's, like, in the race and all this other stuff. But at the same time, it's only because it's just a small bit of Iowa.
At the end of the day, with the primary system as it is, you have to appeal to the furthest extreme of either party.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's stupid.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Stupid.
The electoral, the electrical college is pretty much the worst system to elect anybody. But so a silver lining I see is the fact that Dan Savage of Savage Love, the news column and podcast, letter column, created this alternate meaning for Santorum, and it's the number one Google thing for Santorum. That's the silver lining to me, that all of his followers have to be aware of it, and they have to have heard the phrase of frothy mix.
At least read the synopsis when you Google it.
Yeah, or learn
it's a great bit.
Or learn why he's mad about it and all that other stuff. That to me is the silver lining, that no, like the frothy mix of fecal matter and discharge and sperms just
and lube.
And lube just splattering about outside sperms. Of the male anus after a rough session.
Why does it have to be male?
After a good ride.
Why does it have to be male?
It's a good point. It's just anal sex. It's non
it is anal
it's
sex.
Yeah. It's anybody having sex in up the two. And that's out there now, and that's one of the more popular Google things. I think that's worth it, because somebody mentioned earlier, I forget who, but he's basically running for a Fox News TV show.
Yeah, clearly.
No question.
He's completely unelectable in a general election, even if the Republicans were crazy enough to nominate him, which they will not do.
I think it would be great if they did.
Yeah.
Because then you'd see half the party would be like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't.
He's wholly unelectable.
They'd have to pretend that they backed him. And everyone would just bite their tongues about what he's saying.
That's why political parties are the worst.
Yeah, don't blame me. I voted for Nader.
which is a great bit of good. So here's
and good old paddles, Pat Buchanan.
Did you really?
Yeah. Reform Party.
You couldn't have picked two more opposite guys.
Oh, back in school.
Fantastic in that.
All the Republicans gathered in Schmeichel Schmorlando's room to watch the election.
Oh, I remember that.
I was not allowed to enter the second floor of the House because I voted for Pat Buchanan instead of George W. Bush.
Hey, well, you know what?
Oh, that was in 2000. I remember that.
If we didn't have this dumb first past the post system, we could have enough people whose sole platform was beer, like the guy who wrote The Good Soldier Shvek in from Czech Republic.
Are you talking about books?
Yeah. Well, I had to read this in college, but the point was this guy was just a well-known author in the turn of the century, and they actually had democratic elections before communism and whatnot, and his party was called the Beer Party, and he just raised money to throw parties for beer.
Oh, I love beer parties.
That was his politics, yeah. So it was great. So, but you can't have that in the U.S. because there's no way to get
elected. We don't love beer like the Czechs love beer. No one loves beer like the Czechs love beer.
It's true. They're very beer-centric over there.
They did.
I wish so, too. But I like to think I'm
oddly enough, National Bohemian. Bohemia.
Those guys. Yeah.
Could you, province of the Czech Republic.
Help me out in the adult beverage category.
Yeah.
Into the Palace Podcast refrigerator of fun.
Let's get rid of these.
Another Natty Bow? Oh, God. I feel like I'm being punished.
You are.
Orlando? The game.
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
The game, number 33 of the bottle cap game, says H, an ear, a comb, the letter D, and a gavel. Hurdy, comb, the gavel. That's it. Solved
it. Quick, we did
it. One game. Good job for all of us pals. Oh, you got a nice, was that a fat tire?
Yeah.
You gave me the Natty Bow?
1554.
Oh, well.
I know what that is.
Even better.
It's tasty.
But it's still New Belgian, right?
Yeah.
Give me this swill.
Don't blame me. Blame Trantham, who probably brought those over here.
Yeah, probably.
Who else brings those over? Who
probably
buys
was
those?
Trantham. So speaking of voting, will you guys be voting in the election of 2012?
General or primary?
I don't know.
General?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I guess so.
What is your main impetus of voting?
I get 2 hours of leave if I vote.
Yeah. And also,
that's a good reason.
People don't bitch at you for not voting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good to wear your little sticker. Say you did.
Yeah, but you need the sticker to prove it.
No, you don't.
It says you voted.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen good stickers and I've seen bad stickers. Lapel pin on your coat.
It means you love this country more than anyone else. Yeah, no, that's true.
I always wondered how many people are actually secretly Al-Qaeda, but then I saw their flag pins and I was like, well, no.
And I'm like, phew.
Yeah. Phew.
I thought you might be a communist. Thank God you're not.
So I think the best idea is there was a... I don't know, it's probably still around, but you can go and find people that are going to vote for the opposite candidate, because there's only two viable choices now, and it's called, like, stay home on election day, that strategy.
Trump says he might run independent.
I would vote for Terp.
Yeah, I would vote for Trump over these two.
I would not vote for Trump.
Well, I would not actually want Trump to be president, but I kind of would for a little bit, just to see what would happen. Just to see him fly around and be like...
I don't like him.
I think he's a total asshole.
I've thrown my vote away several times. So
yeah.
Why not?
The thing is, I'd like to throw my vote away on myself. That is my thing.
You're as a write-in?
I am a write-in guy. I've written myself in before.
I collected many write-in votes at the Arlington County election a few years ago.
Really? How many people voted?
Four.
Four?
It's in the record.
You, your wife.
I'm thinking about a write-in campaign for DC delegate.
And someone else voted for me.
Maybe I voted for you. Yeah. Yeah. But you're on the roll now.
It makes
forever.
The record, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing that for DC delegate.
Yeah, why not? You'd be a good delegate.
Better
than Mary Berry.
The delegate's stupid anyway. No, it's Eleanor Holmes Norton.
You mean the shadow delegate?
Oh, the one that could sit on and not
vote
a member of...
that can't vote, that doesn't
yeah,
do
yeah.
anything.
Well, yeah, no, Republicans don't let her even sit on vote in committee anymore.
She gets
but you can sit in committees. You're members of the committee.
Yeah,
right?
But you don't do anything.
She gets paid
it's
as a full
stupid.
Congressman.
Well, yeah.
She gets
money
the pension,
to sit
the fat
on her
pension.
Ass. Who literally have no power.
No, I mean, it's fantastic.
There's a shadow senator. Isn't that coming up for
vote
this year?
That's correct. I don't know who that is.
No one's running for it.
Isn't that the only legitimate sinecure that exists in... U.S. politics, that is just an appointment that has no power, that you just get a salary.
I don't know.
It's pretty blatant.
It's really kind of a shame.
Yeah. I guess you have to be appointed for a real sinecure.
I mean, unfortunately, D.C. is in sort of a situation where they're never going to actually get the vote, and it's sort of disenfranchises like 400,000 to 500,000 people.
I agree. It's a total bullshit.
But
thing.
It's never gonna. It's never gonna.
If
change.
They finish gentrifying all of DC, like even Anacostia, eventually you could just give it back to Maryland, like you gave it back to Virginia, and it would be a city in Maryland.
Yeah, but the problem with that is it's
right like, now Maryland doesn't want it.
Why don't they just do? Well, yeah.
Because Maryland doesn't want all the fucking shit. Well, yeah. DC is a, like a giant money losing.
Yeah, they're already getting it because DC is just pushing it into Maryland every year that goes.
That's
by,
what I'm saying.
Just pushing more
stuff. That's actually correct.
If eventually like Waldorf is Anacostia, which it's becoming.
Yeah.
And you know Chinatown and U Street finally like becomes all white dudes at North Face in khakis. Then Maryland will be like, okay, then we'll just make you like Montgomery County.
Yeah, then they'll be like, well, now there's like tax base.
Now we have tax
spend anything,
money being
yeah.
raised and not just a giant sinkhole. They'll take it. But right now, you could Maryland be like, fuck you, I'm not taking this shit.
Yeah, and I think that is the only way they'll ever get any sort of voice because they're never going to become the 50th.
But I think it's great that
right
Maryland's
now.
Just getting punished anyways. And they're just yeah. pouring into Capitol Heights, Maryland.
And what's that?
Yeah,
voice?
Oddly enough, Virginia is sort of made out the best out of that deal.
Who?
For a terrible reason. No, Virginia, when they took back their chunk of D.C.
Yeah.
For slavery reasons, enough.
We scored Old Town and...
yeah, all the Arlington, like, all this, you know, really high-end sort of property.
That was back when Georgetown was a shithole.
It was back, like, pre-Civil War.
Yeah, we all remember those days.
1830.
The good old days.
Like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not really looking forward to voting, but I guess I'll do it just to get people off my back.
Yeah.
Because your vote can't matter.
I'll vote for you if you want.
Great, well, it's trade votes. I'll vote for you and you vote for me.
Do you have to declare a party or anything?
No. What?
For the general,
I thought about running. I thought someday I want to run for off, like city council or something.
I wouldn't
want that. Because nobody cares what you do. You just have to have the most signs. So it's really easy.
Most signs,
yeah,
like on the road,
yeah,
like when you drive.
Well, like, what do you? I don't know anything. I'm a homeowner in this county. I don't know anything about the council members or whatever.
That's true. The only time people get involved with politics is when they have kids and they have to vote on the school board because that's where all the money goes.
Yeah, but the school board's separate from the council. So.
But you have to fund the schools. That's where all your
separate.
Local tax dollars go to.
I know, but they're separate.
What do you mean they're separate?
Separate government. It's basically separate. At least in Arlington, it's separate government structures.
Yeah, but you still vote. Don't they put the budget up?
No, it's not a normal line item in the budget.
Oh, I don't know. Well, whatever. I'm a renter. I don't give a shit. Transient.
Yeah, but I'll just print out a bunch of signs and glad hand with people and I'll get elected.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It just is. Like in my hometown.
But you get to play well, though.
In my hometown, someone ran for city council. Their name is James Bond. He was Jim Bond.
Oh, Jim.
And he changed his names and the signs to James Bond.
Of course.
And posted them everywhere and got elected in a landslide over an incumbent.
Where was this?
Encinitas, California.
Hmm. So maybe if you change your name to Peen.
Yeah.
Illegally.
I know.
And then put signs up saying.
Who wouldn't want to vote for
Peen 2012. I would vote for Peen. Who wouldn't want Peen?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's vote Jujin, just so we could have, like, an official an actual pulpit for his terrible ideas.
He's already a public figure, though.
Yeah, he could tweet his campaign.
He could tweet all of his followers.
Tweet his acceptance speech, all that.
What were you guys saying about for your bachelor party, Keen, where he was getting on the plane and people were reading his tweets while they were hanging out, and they were just like, hey, guys, I have a window seat. I prefer aisle. Your thoughts?
What do you guys think?
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
We're
getting in the twilight of this.
Awful. I'm sure that was an oh-no situation.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, window. I prefer aisle. What about you guys?
That's awful.
And then you just want to be like, Juju, no more.
Yeah.
Quit it.
Here, just play roulette with this.
Just scroll down. And
see what you find on his
is
Twitter.
Is this his Twitter now? You're on your intelligent phone. All right, let's see what we got here. Andrew Juge, one day ago, at Marty Fish. I want the dirt on the Dimitrov. Why did you try to fight him? So,
do you think tennis star Marty Fish replied back to at Andrew Juge?
Professional tennis player Marty Fish was tweeted at by amateur tennis player, but tennis enthusiast Andrew Juge, wanting to know the official dirt on some guy named Dimitrov. DM, how do you pronounce that? DM in a row?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I noticed that he's tweeted three times in the last 20 minutes also.
Dimitrov. I think you throw an I in there.
Like Dimitrov?
Yeah, Dimitrov.
Like Demeter Gorbatov.
Mitrov.
Or Mitrov.
If you want to do it.
So that was boring. What else we have here? Andrew Juge, 2 days ago. First the Bears are too hashtag snorty, comma. Now the Cubs are too hashtag punchy. Stay classy, Chicago sports, exclamation point, at Failureville.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
No, it's a different language. I don't know at all. Snorty and punchy?
Yeah.
Stay classy, Chicago sports. I mean, that's an Anchorman line from like 8 years ago. Like
9 years ago.
Yeah. So that's topical.
Yeah. He could have just as easily been like, man, Chicago's not the bomb.
If you're like, hey, Chicago. Chicago, welcome to Loserville. Population you. Yeah, that is, like, it would be better if he was like, hey, Chicago, fucking blow me.
Like, what convinces someone to just, like, post this stuff 20 times a day?
Right, like, who's reading it? Like, who from Chicago read Andrew Juge's tweet
who's
and
worse?
Went, like,
who's worse,
oh,
the
man,
people that read it or the people that,
are there people that read it? That's what we don't know.
I don't know.
Right. Who is reading? That's why I think it's more pathetic.
The only reason our good friend Matthew Schmogel monitors it is so that he can email, quote, gayest tweets ever.
That's a great email. It got that and made my day. I mean, I guess a little bit of it is the same way that while we're doing the podcast, to be honest.
Oh, to our huge
our audience.
I thought you told me you had an audience of
we have tens of listeners.
Yeah, literally. Tens of ones of listeners. We're in double digits.
This is not going to launch my career. This is not like going on The Bachelor.
No, but the best part about it is...
Or The Bachelorette.
It's in the Internet Archive, so the way it works is you whatever, format it, and then you post on the Internet Archive, and then iTunes picks it up. So it's literally on the Internet forever.
Forever.
So you're on the Internet forever. So if you become rich and famous, they will dig into this stuff and be like, there he is, talking about fucking international affairs.
Please. It'll just come up with Schmeichel Schmorlando. I won't be able to put it together.
Well, should we do one more tweet?
Let's do one more.
Let's see it. Let me try to find one that sucks. I mean, it should be too hard. They all suck. Oh, here's one. You could not... Okay, so the most banal topic in the world?
Yeah.
Weather?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Andrew Juge, January 2. Freezing in Seaville. Did not miss this awful weather. Who are you talking to?
This sounds a lot like our bit in the summer, where we just go up to each other and be like,
hey, hot enough
man,
for you?
Sure it's hot outside.
Hey, this weather sure got hot. How did that feel?
Sure is a steamy one.
Oh, it's a hot day tonight. Yeah, like, but, I mean, if you were talking to somebody, like, if he was talking to his wife or his friends, wouldn't you just be like, man, it's fucking cold? What? Who's on following his Twitter being like, oh, Juge doesn't like cold weather?
The bit that you came up with for a Facebook post, where
no
matter what they write on their Facebook status, you write, hey, shut up about blank already.
Yeah, shut up about the weather already.
Juge is a classic example of a way to to impose this.
Scroll through his tweets and then be like a retweet, just like whatever topic. Like, read it, and then our response would be, man, it's freezing here in Seaville. And then we retweet, hey, shut up about the weather already. We do that for every one of his tweets.
Oh, all right.
What does that one say?
His most recent one is at Milne Marlboro.
Mm-hmm.
No idea who that is.
Of course. Who does?
Told you that the Falcons would be a no-show. No heart on that team.
Hey, shut up about football already.
Yeah. Exactly.
Winner. Yep.
Hey, shut up about...
What's the third one there?
At Mo Vaughn, I can only imagine that you'd fit in, Mo, although I'm sure Mississippi gives us a solid run for our money.
Hey, shut up about fatos already.
Hey, shut up about bros watching weight already. and then the intro. We didn't even talk about this. We had Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, yeah.
The best thing that Andrew Juge did that we were all fans of was his STP cover band.
Oh, Stone Temple Pirates.
Yeah, a brilliant move. They were legendary. And there's pictures of him up there. Oh, remember the first thing I put on Facebook was that picture of he put on there? He was on stage singing, and his arms were way up in the air, like giving the touchdown symbol. So I took that and I wrote a word bubble, and I wrote, I once tasted a cock this big. That was it. That was the whole bit, but it was pretty
funny. We should post that on the Pals Podcast Twitter after this.
Oh, and then I had to... A Juge and JBBJ off. Like, we were both playing guitar sitting there.
Yeah.
And JBBJ was doing his original hit single, Love Doesn't Matter at All. And Juge was Flies in the Vaseline.
Mm.
And it was Vote for the Biggest Douchebag, something like that. This doesn't sound very nice. That,
like, no, you're kind of a dick. But these people are my kind of, that's kind of dead, yeah.
No, that's what, I mean, he was the biggest dick to most people. That's
true.
You're all dicks to each other.
I'm pretty sure that at least one of us, if not all of us, has saved his ass on at least one occasion when he was talking shit.
Obviously.
To people that he shouldn't have been talking to.
Just walking around Charlottesville's downtown mall and being like, hey, nice pink shirt, faggot.
No, my favorite.
No,
my
he did that. No, he did that to a kid with his parents. Like it was like Parents Weekend or something. Just walking back from Rapture or something in Charlottesville.
Not surprising.
Well, speaking of pranks,
it's incredibly embarrassing.
It's not like I don't get it on the receiving end either. I think at Pal Seaside for our last kind of a not so great podcast, but it was still a fun time. You took my computer that we were using for the podcast and you tub grilled me, Keen. You took my background on my computer and you put up the picture of Tub Girl with the fountain of poo coming out of her butt onto somebody's face with a piece of cheese on her head.
I mean, literally, that destroys Two Girls, One Cup, in my opinion.
Well, cause I think it's the grossest picture ever taken.
Yeah, because it can come up, because you can flash it. Like, Two Girls, One Cup, like, they start really slow, and you're like, I know this is off.
Yeah.
But
that is just right in your face immediately. Yeah.
It's like
there's no escape.
Yeah. It's like a good
meat. If you're got, you're got. That's just the way it is.
Speaking of pranks, Juju's favorite prank of the world was Meat Spin.
Oh, he's the one who did that to all of us.
Yeah, he did it to everyone. We're in the computer lab, and it's like, cell phone locator, what is it? Oh, Meat Spin!
And then you mean I was at work in my cleared environment? Then you spin me right around, start playing.
The guy's just jumping around, meat spinning around. Yeah, and then after you tub-grilled me, I asked you to fix it, because I forgot how to change the background. And you put on Lemon Party.
Yeah.
Which is our intern's
tech. Who doesn't like Lemon Party?
Oh, hello, Lucy the intern.
Hey, Lucy.
What do you got for us, Lucy the intern? Anything? Nope. Just going to sit around
You want to hang out? All right, let's hang out, girl.
With a lump?
I put lemonparty.org.
Yeah,
you will note that it's a .org, so it's fairly a legitimate website.
Well, have we mentioned before my favorite GIF on the internet was a guy with a... This is when gas was real high, like 4 or 5 years ago. And he had a sign sitting outside a gas thing with gas was like $5 a gallon. And he just said, tired of high gas prices? Lemonparty.org.
Well, I think they do a lot, apart from their internet presence, they do a lot of fundraising for the Third World. Like, they're really, they have a strong
Lemon
presence.
Party.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they have a good platform.
Well, that's where they get the .org from.
Because
you're not allored to have that. Unless you have some sort of organization.
Unless you have some good, solid
absolutely.
Planks on
Why
your platform.
Why aren't we at .org? I'd like to start some kind of viral gross porn campaign like that.
I think we'd be real experts
think
on it.
Think of the page views that they have.
Yeah, they do. So when you look on, when you have your own Blogspot or whatever, and you put in you change all the words to a Shakespeare play with a bunch of curse words, the stuff that comes up and you can look at, you can track all the Google stuff, they'll show you, like, people that search for these words ended up on your webpage, and they search for the most ridiculous shit ever, and then you're like, because I wrote something where, like, Hamdong tells his mother to go fuck her cunt or something like that, they'll be like, mother cunt fuck, and then they show up at your webpage, and I'm like, ugh, I'm the landing spot for perverts of the world, but,
What kind of traffic are you getting on Shakespeare?
I don't know, some. I have, 2,000 people have looked at my Blogger profile.
Really?
Ken Dynamo.
Oh. Yeah, but that includes your other blog.
Includes Go Mets, Die Braves. Screwed Me. Oh, Fart Hammer.
Yeah. Aquavelva.blogspot.com.
No, that was under my old nom de web, Big Blogger.
Oh, yeah, I remember Big Blogger.
Aquavelva was a good blog for a while.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Except for Schmavid Schmeigels.
Except for Schmeigels bullshit.
Yeah.
Joe Vita had some good stuff.
How is he these days?
He's in Korea.
Is he enjoying Korea?
Oh, he's one part of our demographic, actually.
Yeah,
I know. I saw that he commented on your
put stuff on Facebook. Yeah.
About the deep digging.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he knew instantly that it was Keen that also pranked me by taking my Facebook profile.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And changing my
status. I saw that and I laughed out loud.
Well, basically, I don't really change the status that much, but...
I don't either.
The people that do are usually Keen or Harkus are Western European.
What, changing your
status? My Facebook status. Yeah. I think more Facebook status have been put up by Keen and Harkus than have been put up by me. Because Harkus would always put something about butt plugs. It'd always be loving this new butt plug.
When properly utilized, they can be fun.
Yeah, you can get Santorum all over yourself. It's fun for everyone. Call back!
Yeah.
That's how they do it in the biz. That's I've heard.
Artie Lang would be proud of that one.
Yeah. It's called bringing it back. All right. Well, it looks like we're right at the hour mark.
So all right. So we have a. We can just go back.
I think we covered. We covered all our. All our.
Yeah, those right? The five words I wrote on this piece of paper.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, that worked out well.
Talk about Pal Seaside.
Actually, I mean, this is a big milestone. Our first call-in guest.
Oh, our first. That's right.
Let's have more call-in guests, but not Weigel.
Literally anyone. Well, yeah,
literally
because
anyone.
Because it's technically live on tape, we have to get our call-in guests like ahead of time.
Yeah.
We can't tell them to call in and expect someone to call
in. I'd rather John Schmarkus called in then.
Yeah.
That could be Weigel. You might have to do a Skype on that.
That's fine.
We can Skype.
It's fine. We're in the state-of-the-art Peen Manor studios.
Yeah, Peen Manor has many electronics that we can all figure out. But good job, pals.
Right, yeah. Cheers.
Schmorlando, have fun.
Hey, it was a pleasure to be here.
Good guest hosting.
Right.
You can always reach us on Twitter at, at Pals Podcast.
Yeah. And
the Pals online community, pals.proboards.com.
That's the big
one. No, palspodcast.proboards.com.
Or Google Plus Circle. Man.
Yeah, Google Plus Circle. You can friend us on Facebook.
And you can reach us apodcastforpals@gmail.com.
Yeah. Also, podcastforpals.blogspot.com.
is also where you can find some of our shows, all of our backlog of shows. They're free for everyone.
And again, everyone needs to be reviewing this on iTunes. Since we've asked, there have been literally zero people that have reviewed us. And that's what drives our... That's why we're number 10 on the Pals Podcast
search.
Number 10,
with a bullet, though.
We could have actually fallen. That was 10 a few days ago.
Yeah. We don't follow that. We're not doing it for the iTunes ratings, are we?
Well, Schmavid Schmeigel said he was going to file a legal brief for us so that we could attack PALS podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Schmeigel's legal advice is worth about the same as this Natty Bo.
I know. We've discussed it. We can just go on LegalZoom. LegalZoom,
everything you need. Yeah, unnecessary. Yeah. But, all right. Well, good podcast, number 10.
Good
glad you could be here, Schmorlando. Good win by the Giants.
Yep.
All right, let's
go blue.